WICA, Prairie River's Reconciliation Circle, is comprised of individuals, organizations, and communities from rural Saskatchewan who are committed to learning about reconciliation and actively working toward reconciliation, and is committed to creating inclusivity by building strong relationships through education and by relearning shared historical truth. The Prairie River's Reconciliation Circle has passed the 5-year milestone, and discussion led to the question of what is needed to advance the vision of PRRC into the next 5 years. Members examined two questions: what challenges does the PRRC face, and what is necessary to meet those challenges? After 5 years and a worldwide pandemic, the group determined to review its foundational documents and evaluate its priorities and guiding principles as defined by the 2020 Reconciliation Declaration. More than 100 people witnessed the signing ceremony in 2020, where the signatories committed to 1. Seek counsel from First Nation and Métis elders, 2. Listen, learn, think openly, and trust each other, 3. Build spiritual and cultural understanding, 4. Continue to prioritize building authentic relationships and promoting education, 5. And being an open and inviting group whose door is always open. Among those witnesses was the Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, Russ Morasty. Addressing the audience, the Lieutenant Governor stated, "It is critical that we have these conversations and then, of course, act." Reconciliation is, by definition, the restoration of friendly relations, and it is facilitated by education and relationship building, which are intricately tied. There is no relationship building without education, and no education without relationship building. Since its inception, the PRRC's monthly gatherings have devoted equal time to education and business, inviting speakers to share their knowledge and truths in a safe space. Members identified education as a strength of the PRRC, stating that the speakers have been strong, varied, and authentic, whether speaking of traditions or modern issues. A catchphrase from one of the speakers who presented at a monthly gathering and the 2024 annual conference was, "Reconciliation involves reconciliation." This phrase tied to questions the PRRC members asked themselves as they contemplated renewal this spring. Could the PRRC be more action-oriented? More focused on systemic change? Could the circle pick a project to work on together? To gather momentum? Are there opportunities to work with Indigenous-led priorities, showing up and supporting the work, asking Indigenous communities how we could help? A few things have become clear to the group. As the PRRC moves forward into the next 5 years and beyond, it must evolve and grow, and its members are committed to that. As the Lieutenant Governor said 4 years ago, conversations and learning are important and must be followed by action. As the PRRC goes through its renewal and growth pains, the members identified where they would like to see the Prairie River's Reconciliation Circle in 5 years. By 2029, the PRRC will provide impact and hope. Pursuing the vision of two canoes traveling down the river together, the PRRC will be engaged in relationship building with Indigenous neighbors and working to support Indigenous-led projects and activities. Outreach to expand the circle of people working on truth and reconciliation will be underway, and the PRRC will be actively working with others involved in reconciliation. The basic priorities of the PRRC remain unchanged moving forward: relationships and education. 20 years from now, I will sit with my grandchildren, and I can say I was a part of the PRRC, and we changed things. We opened the doors. We took one step forward and 5 steps back. We got knocked down, but we got back up. Our voices were heard, and they gave me hope. Tilda Elder Gilbert Kuestep.